Hello everyone and welcome in this podcast. I am Erblin Jaku, journalist from Albania. Today we will talk about the first webinar organized by the Buffy Association. Its aim was to reconnect the Bellevue alumni with each other and to deepen their knowledge on the EU recovery funds. About 20 Bellevue alumni participated together with the ex-chaperone of the Bellevue program, Ambassador Friedrich Gröni.
I'm very glad to be able to sit in today. I keep so many sweet memories, if you allow me to say it, from my time as a senior advisor to the Bellevue program. This is an important day, and I'm very glad to be with you.
Jean-Baptiste Perron explained that this first webinar organized by the Buffy Association is part of a larger project. Semyon Yersin presented the agenda of the webinar and made an introductory statement on the COVID-19 recovery fund.
Over a year ago, the COVID-19 crisis impacted our planet very seriously. To contain the pandemic, governments introduced unprecedented measures of global and social disruption, lockdown plans, border restriction, state of emergency with numerous shortcomings on individual rights. In Europe specifically, the pandemic has had a huge impact on the political agendas and of the governments and on the economy of our nations. This crisis has exposed and has exacerbated inequalities and intensified both climate change and digitally related challenges. It has also revealed political and economic new stakes for the sovereignty of the EU, particularly in the sector of health. The EU has reacted in various ways to address the COVID-19 pandemic in both its public health and economic dimensions. In particular, the European Commission has proposed a spectacular set of measures regarding different sectors while implementing the principle of solidarity.
Dr. Matthias Szabo presented the financial architecture of the recovery plan.
So first of all, the most important response is the launch of the Recovery and Resilience Facility. There are 672.5 billion euro in total in this facility. Each member state has to draft a recovery plan, and based on this recovery plan, they could spend this money allocated on GNI and base and on how the country and the sectors were hit by in the member states. The recovery plans have to focus on environment, productivity, stability and fairness. These are the key core values.
Nicolas Sarkontas spoke briefly about the Greek recovery plan. The Commission President visited Greece to present the Greece 2.0 plan with the Greek Prime Minister.
Greece is the third country with the biggest recovery facility grants and loans in comparison to the size of the gross national income. So it is only Bulgaria and Croatia have bigger share of the percentage. So Greece will take 31.2 billion euros. 58% of those will be just grants and 42 of them will be loans. The plan of Greece, which is called Greece 2.0, it consists of 2,000 pages. It is very concrete, very detailed, and it is, as Ursula von der Leyen said, one of the most detailed and most and the best programs to be submitted to the European Commission.
David Gonzalez described the Spain recovery plan, which includes 30 components and involves 12 ministries.
And basically, the regulation was very easy after the political agreement, okay? The regulation compared to other funds is very easy. You estimate your cost. If we accept it, we will pay the cost of the measure and we will not ask anything after that. which is obviously not true because the implementation is being very difficult. But with those rules, we started. In our country, we had three main ministries working on that at different time periods. First, it was the Ministry of Economy, then it was the Ministry of Finance, and finally, the Ministry of Presidency. What are the criteria? Okay, the criteria are already on the table. Matthias put them there. First, it was the European semester. Second, it was the Green New Deal, the 37%. Then it was the digital. This is my perception. I mean, I will not go into details of the legislative document. And then the DNSH, the Do Not Harm principle. Okay. And what we wanted to, and we were asked to do, were main reforms and main investments. The reforms were already put on the table by the recommendations of the European semester. So there was very little room for the countries to invent something that was not explicitly mentioned there. Okay. You could have political flagships from your own country, but the country-specific recommendation should be there. Okay, so those were basically the criteria: 37 to the green stuff, 20 to the digital stuff. Most of them responding to the specific country recommendations, and that was that.
Thank you, David. Now I want to invite Professor Le Moly to tell us about concerns connected with climate changing and recovery plans. Professor Ginevra Le Moly focused her presentation on the decision to allocate 37% of the EU recovery funds to climate change measures within the broader of EU environmental policy.
As you know, climate action is at the very heart of the European Green Deal, which has also been mentioned before. Which, as you know, is an ambitious package of measures that the European Commission adopted at the end of 2019 to preserve Europe's natural environment. And the European Green Deal responds to the escalating climate crisis by achieving net zero greenhouse gas emissions from the EU by 2050. And in this respect, you may also know that the Council approved the agreement on the climate law in May this year. And additionally, also the European Green Deal aspires to, and I quote, protect the health and well-being of citizens from environment-related risks and impacts, and establish also a toxic-free environment. The Next Generation EU Recovery Plan, which was also discussed before, aims to address the climate and to address the damage caused by the pandemic, by COVID-19. And invest in a green, digital, social, and more resilient EU. So in this context, the EU Recovery and Resilience Facility will provide loans and grants in financial support for the crucial first years of the recovery. And so states are asked to prepare national recovery plans, and they must devote at least 37% of their budget to addressing climate change, which is the highest share ever, and 10% towards biodiversity, and at least 20% also to digital transformation. And the European Green Deal, and I'm quoting the words of Florica Finkhoiser, the new Director General of the DG Environment, the European Green Deal remains the compass of the EU recovery plan. So it will guide the recovery towards green growth. And during the debates that led also to the agreement of the environmental quota, it was stressed that the COVID outbreak has increased the need for a better link between health and environment. The COVID recovery plan is certainly primarily asking states to adopt measures to address climate change. And this shows a paradigm shift, or if you want, consolidation of a paradigm that was already crystallized in the EU Green Deal. The past experience also shows that policy responses to major disasters tend to focus on stabilizing established industries, technologies, and practices rather than seizing the opportunities for structural preventive reform and also sustainability transformation.
In their closing statement, organizers were glad to note that the webinar fully achieved the aim of reconnecting the Bellevue community while tackling a topic important to all of us, The COVID-19 crisis, despite its dramatic consequences and its negative effect on certain rights of EU citizens, was an opportunity to test the EU in different aspects. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today.